This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The biggest battle in college sports lately hasn't been happening anywhere near a field or a gym, more like in a courthouse. College athletes want a share of the royalties from video games that use their images, and victory may be in sight. Electronic Arts, the video game company, said yesterday it's going to stop making its popular college football video game, at least for now. And that was followed by news of a proposed $40 million settlement between former football players, Electronic Arts, and the collegiate licensing company. But Marketplace's Amy Scott reports from the education desk at WYPR, the NCAA is having none of it.
From the looks of this ad, NCAA football, the video game, is all about realism. From the grunts and body blows,
down to what shoes he wore, what color his hair was, etc., so that people playing the game could see it was Sam Keller.
That's Steve Berman, a lawyer for Sam Keller. The former University of Nebraska quarterback and other players sued Electronic Arts, along with the collegiate licensing company and the NCAA, for profiting from their likenesses. The terms of the settlement are still confidential, and they have to be approved by a federal judge.
But the net effect is that college athletes will get compensated for their image and likeness, and that itself is a landmark event.
Michael McCann directs the Sports and Entertainment Law Institute at the University of New Hampshire. There is an important wrinkle. The NCAA is still fighting the case. Its rules say college athletes can't be paid for playing sports. So McCann says current players may have to wait to cash in. As for Electronic Arts, dumping its college football game won't be a huge loss. Ben Schachter is an analyst with Macquarie Group.
What you're seeing in the entire video game industry is this shift towards fewer, bigger, better.
Like EA's blockbuster Madden NFL franchise, it outsells the college football game 3-1, and there are no pesky amateur rules to deal with. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.